Hey, what's going on? You're listening to episode 283 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo. For those of you who are joining the show for the first time, really appreciate you guys plugging in here to the Flip Empire podcast. And guys, I have something very specific I want to connect with you guys on. So, but first off, I just got back from a mission trip in Guatemala with my good friend, Steve Cavanaugh, Eric Stark, PJ. I mean, there was several people that went on this mission trip, and we went to Antigua, Guatemala, and helped the locals. And it was, like I said, it was a mission trip. It was charity work, and it was so fulfilling. I'm filled with gratitude being exposed to a different element, something that I'm not accustomed to, something that I'm not used to. I had never been to Guatemala. But just to be able to interact with these people, they're so humble, they're so friendly, and yet they live in an environment that I just can't relate to. and it reminds me of how grateful you and I need to be. If you're listening to this, think about what you're doing. You know, you're on a smartphone or you know, you're on the road driving, you're at the gym, you're doing housework, you're at work, whatever you're doing, you're able to plug into a podcast to learn and grow. And it's just, it's amazing the time that we live in and just all the opportunity we have, the things that we have at our fingertips that a lot of these people in other countries just don't have access to or don't have. You know, they're not as blessed as we are. Having said that, they have such amazing attitudes, which is incredible. And so I'll probably record a podcast in the future about my experience there and dive into more specific, and I'll make sure to tie it into the business and tie it into personal development and growth, because you guys know that that's always at the forefront for me here on the show. But what I really want to do is, you know, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, I hosted our State of the Company call, and this is a call that this is our second or third one that we've done since we've implemented EOS. So it's been about a year since we implemented EOS from Traction. And this was our second or third State of the Company call, where essentially it's about half an hour where I'm taking the team through, I'm taking the team through everything we accomplished, the recap of 2018, all the different things. You know, sometimes when you're in the thick of it and you're going and you're scaling and you're growing and you're hiring, you don't realize how much you accomplish. And I think a lot of people just focus on the negative things that happen or some of the challenges they have. But it's important to really to reflect and look back and say, hey, look, guys, this is everything we accomplished, and really celebrate those wins. And so part of the State of the Company call was just recapping everything we had implemented in 2018, going back, and there's full transparency in our business. So diving into the financials and the numbers, here's the revenue we achieved, deals closed, average profit per deal, and then juxtapose that to the 2017 numbers to see where the growth, where the peaks and the valleys were. And then there was a section of the presentation where we got into all the KPIs, right? How many number of net leads did we generate? How many appointments did that lead to? So what's our leads to appointments ratio? How many AB contracts executed? What was our appointment to contract conversion? How many BC contracts executed? What was our AB to BC contract conversion? Closed deals and so on. You know, we talked about the cost per lead and how we need to drive that number down. Our cost per deal, that the number of leads it takes for us to get the deal. Right now, I just kind of highlighted the main KPIs, or the majority of them. Those are the things that, you know, we track on a weekly basis. And one of the things I realize is, you know, we have a CEO dashboard that shows all of these KPIs. So at a moment's notice, I can go in and plug in and know where we're at. And I showed some graphs in the presentation, and it was eye-popping to me that from a revenue perspective, we had some amazing months. You know, some we had several six-figure months, and then we had months that weren't so great. And it was, instead of the trajectory, I mean, obviously you're, you can't see me, I'm not on video, but instead of the trajectory being, you know, like going up a mountain, it was filled with peaks and valleys. And one of the things that came from the Q&A section at the end, so aside from that, obviously we got into our 2019, our goals, our rocks, how we're going to accomplish these goals, you know, our two-year plan, we revealed that. I think it's important to cast a vision for your business and get buy-in from your team. And then at the end, we opened it up to Q&A. And one of our team members just had some really, really valuable insight. And she brought up something that I had thought about doing earlier in the year, or I'm sorry, earlier in the month, last month, but I hadn't gotten around to it. I think it's really, really important. Realize that when you have a team, when you come off of a big month, sometimes it's human nature, guys, to kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit and kind of kick back. You know, you're feeling good about yourself. You just had a really, really good month. And a lot of people's nature is just to kind of ease off a little bit. And then what happens is that revenue kind of tends to fall off sometimes, especially for salespeople. And then you realize, oh shit, you know, revenue's falling off. I need to pick things up. And then you kind of get into go hustle mode and then it picks back up. So how can we, how do you instill in your team, in your people, that we always have to have that mentality that we're pushing and we're going for more, right? And there's several ways to do that. You can, there's comp plans, and that's one of the things I'm looking at heavily is the last couple of weeks is restructuring our comp plans. And making a bonus and incentivizing our people. One of the ways to do that is to pay out quarterly bonuses instead of paying out bonuses at the end of the month or the beginning of the month so that they're always pushing for more, right? So that's one way to do it. And I can probably record an episode in the future where I kind of dive more into that once I finalize that comp plan. But I think it's also important to look back at history. You know, history leaves clues. And you know, if you look back at 2017, 2016, hopefully you've been tracking this data and see, hey, are there, you know, in the month of May, for example, do we typically like have a spike in revenue, right? Or for or the opposite, in the month of November, December, do we typically fall off in revenue? If that's the case, and I'm just using those months as an example, it could be different for your business and your market, plan for that in the coming year. That's not to say you're going to just accept that you're going to have lulls and valleys during those months, but plan for it so that leading up to those months, you guys are pushing even harder to overcompensate for that revenue. And this could apply for different KPIs. It could be, you know, hey, maybe in December you don't go on as many appointments because people are in the holidays and they're traveling, whatever the case might be. Make sure that August, September, October, you guys are pushing extra hard to go on even more appointments. And account for those down times during the year. So I think the big takeaway is make sure you're tracking your KPIs. Make sure that your team, that they have the mindset that they're always pushing, and you're trying to get better and better. And if you notice complacency, if you notice your team taking their foot off the gas, address it immediately. That's why daily huddles, which we've recently implemented, are so important. If you're operating on Traction, on EOS or any other type of operating system, you're probably meeting once a week. Make sure that you're always addressing the mindset, that you're always weeding out complacency and pushing, because chances are, if you have ups and downs in your business, that could be a big reason as to why that's happening. And then the last thing is make sure that you're comparing year over year what's happening. And are you seeing common trends? You know, are you seeing that, hey, there's a particular time of the year in which things tend to fall off from a revenue perspective or any other KPIs? And then plan for that. Don't accept it, but plan for it and make sure that you're pushing even harder leading up to that time, okay? Don't just accept it, but plan for it. So guys, that's what I got for you today. Love you, appreciate you. I'm really, really excited about you know, the episodes I have planned for you and just, you know, you guys coming along on the Flip Empire Show and just being, you know, allowing me to be a part of your journey and allowing me to hopefully have some type of impact on your life and on your business. So if you haven't taken an opportunity, I should say, and leave a rating and review, That's really my only ask of the show, guys. You guys know I don't come on here selling anything. And really, it just helps the show. It helps me reach more people and fulfill that mission and that purpose I have with this show. So if you guys go to flipempire.com/iTunes, leave me an honest rating and review. I don't even ask for 5 stars, but I'd love to get it. I would be extremely grateful and, just thankful. So love you guys, and I will connect with you on the next one. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.